It's Thursday, September 26th, AD 2019. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Thousands of Christians in northern Burkina Faso, Africa, are currently being exterminated or expelled from their villages by Muslim extremists, reports Aid to the Church in Need. Over 2,000 Christians have fled the villages of Hite and Raunga in the West African nation after being told to convert to Islam or leave their homes. The Muslim violence in the region has led to mass migration from several countries, including Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, and Nigeria. Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ there. Jesus said in Matthew 10, "You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in this city, flee to another. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master." An Eastern Australian state is considering a bill to remove abortion from the criminal code and legalize the murder of unborn babies for any reason up to 22 weeks. The Upper House of Parliament of New South Wales passed the bill yesterday after an extensive 40-hour debate. Now the bill heads to the lower house. A similar piece of legislation failed to pass in 2017. Meanwhile, Mexico's National Front for Family organized a pro-life march last Saturday, drawing 600,000 people in Mexico City and 100 other cities and towns across the country. The group's president, Rodrigo Ivan Cortez, told LifeSite News that officials are pushing for a culture of death while trying to redefine marriage and support transgender ideology in the schools. Also last Saturday, Berlin, Germany had its biggest march for life with 8,000 people showing up to declare that every human being is valuable. Tennessee Republican Governor Bill Lee announced last Wednesday that October 10th will be the state's official day of prayer and fasting. Lee said the idea came to him as he toured the state and had Tennesseans everywhere telling him they were praying for him. Lee said he would be offering prayers of healing, prayers for forgiveness, prayers of thanksgiving, and prayers of hope for his state that day.
We invite all Tennesseans to join with us in their homes, in their communities, in their places of worship, to fast and to pray for God's favor and blessing on the people of Tennessee.
Joel 1 verse 14 says, "Consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry out to the Lord." The U.S. Department of Education announced last week that they sent a letter to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill recently, threatening to pull federal funding from a Duke-UNC consortium for Middle East Studies program. The letter stated that the program was biased towards Islam and lacked balance by not covering the, quote, "historic discrimination faced by and current circumstances of religious minorities in the Middle East, including Christians," end quote. The letter also criticized the university for using the program to teach about sexually perverted lifestyles. The White House released a memo yesterday reflecting the content of a July 25th phone call between President Trump and the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The memo shows Trump asked Zelensky to do him a quote-unquote favor and work with Attorney General William Barr's investigation into the origin of the Russian probe. Trump also asked Zelensky to investigate actions by former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter in Ukraine. This comes after Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced Tuesday that the House would be launching an official impeachment inquiry into claims that Trump withheld $400 million in foreign aid to Ukraine while pressuring the country to investigate the Biden family. However, Zelensky told reporters Wednesday that his conversation with Trump was a normal phone call and that no one pressured him. And finally, Barna has identified four main demographics of young people with a Christian background: prodigals or ex-Christians, nomads or lapsed Christians, habitual churchgoers, and resilient disciples. Prodigals make up 22% of these young people and no longer identify as Christians after having gone to church earlier in their lives. Nomads, at 30%, say they are Christians but have not been involved in a church for months in most cases. Habitual churchgoers, at 38%, do go to church but lack the beliefs and practices associated with an engaged disciple. This last group, The resilient disciples at 10%, the remnant, represent those who are involved in their church beyond weekly services, firmly embrace the authority of the Bible, are committed to Jesus and his death and resurrection for their salvation, and desire to see the world transformed as a result of their faith. This demographic overwhelmingly reports a strong spiritual life compared with the other groups. Romans 11 verse 5 says, "Even so then, at this present time there is a remnant according to the election of grace." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, September 26th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.